Wednesday, Parshas Vayechi, Shir Lamedei.
We say up until now, Kiddushin, Maseches Kiddushin has been like candy, just like easy. Candy, the reason why you like it is because you just like, you get instant gratification. Now we get started getting into the more difficult parts of Maseches Kiddushin. It's the meat and the potatoes of Maseches Kiddushin. It's a little bit mature of a limud. It's a little bit more complicated. It's going to be a lot more work. Be'ez Hashem v'siyat d'shmai will be able to do it. So here we are, we're in the sugya of Amira. It's on Daf. And daf hayam and beis. It says keitzad bekesef. Moshe Shmuel Shapira asked the question: why is it focusing on kesef? Why is keitzad bekesef? There's a sugya for Amira. Amira is the chora sugya umetum by all of the different types of kiyanim kesef shtan biya. So we grada said that there are three different types of ways of approaching kedushin. There's three different lashoinas. Harei mukudeshes teir meresis li alila into. There's also three different types of kesef shtan biya. And we said each one is coming from a different angle. Kesef shtan biya coming from different places. Maybe the whole din of Amira that we're talking about here is a special din when it comes to kesef. As a matter of fact, we discussed what's the makar for Amira. According to the Tosafot Rashi, the makar for Amira is just like a person when he's koina mekach, he's koitzets v'noisin damim also over here. So maybe by kesef, which is doimed a koina mekach, kesef, which is doimed a koina mekach, you have to be koitzets v'noisin damim, you have a din Amira. But by biyashtar, maybe there's no din Amira. That could be, or at least a different type of a din Amira. It's not going to be nichlal and kiikach. Don't stop and listen. Now, koponim, the Gemara says, what happens in the case of Nasan Hu Ve Omrahi, or Nasan Hu Ve Omrahi. The Gemara speaks about what's the din of Nasnahi Ve Omrahi, or the din of Nasan Hu Ve Omrahi. In all these cases, there's a possible problem. What is going to be the problem we're going to discuss? So Rashi says, the problem is by Nasan Hu is Doime Leki Yikach Ish, Ve Omrahi is Doime Le Silokach Isha Leish. Now, we have a different girsa in our Rashi, but all the Rishonim have the girsa, silokach isha leish. What does the word silokach mean? She is taken. She is taken. Now, she is taken, is that a problem is that a stira to kiyikach ish isha? She is taken. Who takes her? The guy. So says the Rajba, what's the problem with Kisilokach? Silokach is the same as Kiyikach. That's what the Rajba says. We gave out the Rajba yesterday and today. The Rajba says that Kvar Kosavti Lamaila Beresh Mechilton, Silokach Isha Leish, Loi Mashmela Shatis Ratza Bekedushin. All of its mashmel is that she wants it. Bekedushin Didah Ninhu. So then, what's the problem with silokach? Elohachi pirusha dekiyikach mashma shkol kuchan esina daimir tuluyim. But kisha amrahi avale kisakiyach es atzma. So the Rajba says that the Gemara's problem here is not silokach. It says kiyikach, but not she should not be sakiyach es atzma. So there's two issues. One issue is how does Rashi deal with the Gemara that we saw on that Beis Amid Beis? The Gemara on that Beis Amid Beis says. It's mipnei mal matur ki yikach ish isha v'lo ksiv ki si lokach isha liish. It's mashma that si lokach would have been a good language, right? And that's the Gemara's question.
Maybe he's just saying that it could go either way. Si lokach, si yikach, dafa.
Yes. So, but you see, si lokach is not a problem. Okay. So si lokach is clearly not a problem. So why is Rashi saying there's a problem of si lokach? What's the problem? Yeah, the Gemara says over there that si lokach would be okay. That's the way it seems like the Gemara is saying. We have an option of writing Kiyikach or write Silokach. Says the Rajba, I see that Silokach would still indicate that he has to take. Rashi learns that Gemara differently. Rashi learns that Gemara is going according to Reb Shimon. Who is Reb Shimon? The Gemara says Reb Shimon. Mani Reb Shimon, Yitanya Reb Shimon Oimer. Who is Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai wrote the Zohar is Darshinon Taima Dikra. Which means he wants to know why did the Torah write things. So when the Gemara asks, why did it say Kiyikach and not Silokach? What the Gemara meant to ask was, why is there Akpada on Kiyikach? But in Akanami, Silokach is puzzle. Silokach would not be the same mashmois as Kiyikach. Kiyikach is mashma that he should take. Silokach is mashma not that he should take. That's the way Rashi L'Choyer is going to learn the Gemara there. As opposed to the Rashi. But the Rashi learns the Gemara over there means to say that both of these Lashonis are the same thing. It's tomato and tomato. Potato and potato. Ki yikach silokach. What does yikach mean? What does silokach mean? She is taken. The both. She's taken by who? By him. It's really the same thing. That's the way that the Rashba learns. But Rashi learns not like that. What's the machlokes Rashba and Rashi? I think the machlokes is as follows. I'd like to try to explain to you. What's the yisoy that we say kiyikach ishisha? It says kiyikach and not kisikach. Is the pshat that we need to have him doing the kicha? Is the pshat that we need him doing the kicha? Or the pshat is we need it to be not her? Is it we need him doing the kicha? Or we need it to be not her? Is it kiyikach ishisha veloy kisilokach or kisikach? The problem is it has to be not her. Or the pshat is we need him to do the kicha. We don't have anything necessarily against her. It's just that he has to do the kicha. If you learn that you need him to do the kicha, so it has to be kiyikach. What does silokach mean? She is taken to him. It doesn't say that he's taking. So silokach is not him taking. That's not good. You need him to take. But if you need that, the pshat is we need that, we say, and that she doesn't do anything. So silokach, she's not doing anything. She's taken to him. The problem is only it says ki lo shesakiach es atzma. She can't take herself. That's when there's a problem, when she takes herself. There's no problem with silokach. Silokach just means she is taken. Where do we see that she did anything? We just see she is taken. She is taken is not a problem, says the Rashba. The Rashba learns the pshat is it's an anti-feminist movement. She cannot do anything. She does anything, it's puzzle. And according to the Rashi, it would appear, we were seeing it here, is the pshat is just, he has to do the kicha. If he doesn't do the kicha, so then he didn't do the kicha. Ki yikach, he has to do it. What would be enough given to perhaps be as follows. The Tosfos Riyah Zaken over here in our sugya, he asks a question. He says, this din of Nasan Huva Amrahi. So what would be in the case when they're asukin ba'oysa inyan? The Gemara says later on, we have to know why, and maybe we'll try to talk about it more again today. Gemara says, a sukum ba'isa inyan works even without an amira. Maybe because a sukum ba'isa inyan, it's in the place of an amira. It says, if there's an amira, or when there's a sukum ba'isa inyan, there's no need for an amira, but a sukum ba'isa inyan works. They're talking about marriage. The two are talking about, where do you want to live? Where are we going to, you know, where are we going to send our kids to school? Where are we going to daven? And he gives her a ring, boom, they're married. A sukum ba'isa inyan. What happens if they're a sukkah ba'isa inyan and the Isha says, harini mekudeshes lecha? If she would say nothing, would they be mekudeshes? Yes. Yes. But now she opened up her big mouth. Now, I might suggest to him anyway, it's not such a good idea to marry, but she did. Anyway, Akitzer, are they mekudeshes, yes or not? It's a machloikis rishonim. Machloikis rishonim. Could be that the Yisrael machloikis is as follows. Listen. Does he have to do an amir here? No. So therefore, did he do all the kicha? If she wouldn't say anything, would it be good? Yes. So he did everything he has to do. She said more. Who cares what she does? He did the kicha. But if the pshat is we're talking about an anti-feminist movement, if it's an anti-feminist movement, so then she opened her mouth. It's not good. Lady, you have to stay quiet. The lashon of the Ran, which we have in Nidarim, the Ran says that the Isha has to be Shoisekes and she has to be Mekabel Mivateles Daito Uritzoina Umat Shvinash Nafsha Eitzel Baila Kedover Shal Hefker. She has to say, I am relinquishing myself. I am, what's the word? There's another word. I am giving myself over to you. Like a Dover Hefker. She has to say, she's Mivateles Daita. So if she starts giving her opinion, we're being married, she starts saying, no good. She's not Mivateles Daita.
So according to that one demo, this Gemara could be talking about,
could still be talking about a Sukkum by saying Ian.
Because she's Hefker.
She has to make herself like Hefker.
And why do you need to do this?
What?
She's like Hefker, why do you have to do Kinyan?
No, that's in her das. You're giving that might depend on, you know, on like you said, that might depend on Rashi and how does Kesef Kinyan work. I've been asking a good question. If it's just that she's like relinquishing herself, there's another word I'm looking for. Can you help me with the word? She's surrendering. She has to surrender, so why is he giving her money? Money sounds like we're making a transaction. It's a good question. I like that question. It's a good question. I'll call upon him, but that's the way that the Ran seems to. She has to surrender. This will be another nafkamina, which might be a very, very serious nafkamina. Nowadays, there are many people do double ring ceremonies. Double ring ceremonies is the man gives her a ring, and then she gives him a ring in return. I saw recently by this this feminist where they said that she walked around him 7 times, and then he walked around her 7 times. It's like Hashem Yirachem. What? Equal rights, yeah. Equal rights. Why you should be deprived? You shouldn't get to walk around her? Why not? He also walked around her. And then obviously they gave each other rings. This might be a serious, serious problem here. No, no, it's a big shadow whether they're married or not.
Right.
It's a shadow if they're married.
He gives and he says he did it first.
But she says
it
doesn't do anything
because
he gives her.
No, she's not giving herself over. She's not making herself hefker. Absolutely not. If you would say to her, lady, I want you to surrender, she's like, no way, I'm not surrendering. We're equal. I go around you, you go around me. What? So what some of the poskim do, what some of the rabbanim do is the following thing. They tell her to give him the ring in the cheder yichud, not under the chuppah. In other words, lady, just realize he's doing the kedushin. You want to do afterwards? Give him a ring. Do whatever you want in the cheder yichud.
But, what? She knows she's getting a ring.
Yeah, but Lamaisa, she knows she's not doing it there. So she knows Lamaisa who's supposed to be on top and who's supposed to not be on top. What? No, and it's not the same condition. No, she's saying clearly this is not the same condition. She wants to be equal. She wants to be equal. They're not married. That's not marriage. Marriage, says the Ran, is mevatelas daita ve'osa atzma kehefker. She doesn't do that. She's not doing marriage. It's an anti-feminist movement. It's like we can't have this women thinking that it's not the way it goes. Hu yimshol ba. It's a claw from Chava. That's it. And you got to deal
with the line.
What?
What does she do with the line? Harei ana kedushas
li. She says it back to him.
She said,
Harata. No, what do they do? They say, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Hashem Yirachem. No, it's a serious problem. Yeah, they maybe not married.
That's actually what they said.
I think, yeah. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. It might not be married. Halachically, it could be a serious problem over here.
They're obviously not trying to keep
it. Oh, no. I don't know what that is. And even they're not trying to keep halacha, but there's a shailah, what happens with these kids? What happens if they didn't need to get? Do they not need to get?
You know, why would they need to get? It's just like by non-Jews, if they live with each other.
No, but here the Jews, there's Edom there. You have everything. You have a Masada Kedushin, you have everything. They're modern Orthodox. What?
Shailah Mamzer, the mother's Jewish.
No, it's not Shailah Mamzer. The shailah is, do they need to get? Do they not need to get?
The kid's Jewish.
Yeah, the kid's Jewish. Yeah, for sure. The Jews. Yeah. I'll call upon him, Rabbi Isai. Let me get invited. Enough with the kanois. Like this. The Gemara is a Shiloh. What's the din of Nosan Hu Va'amrahi? And the Gemara comes out with either two Mahalchim in the Gemara. Either Nosan Hu Va'amrahi is Vadai not Mikudeshes. And it's Nase Kimi She Nosnahi Va'amrahi. Whatever that means, Nase Kimi. Or the Gemara says it's a sveika. We're not sure if the Mekudesh is or not Mekudesh. And Lashon of the Gemara is sveiki mechayshinon midrabbanon. So what's pshat in the Gemara's suffix? So we have numerous different pshatim. Yesterday we gave out the Sefer Biurim Va'oris Rav Knoblovich. And he says pshat based on a lot of Rishonim. The shaila is as follows. Lemaisa, what's the main part of the Kedushin? What does it say in the Mishnah? Isha's nikness with what? The Amira is just a little bit of an extra, it's an add-on. Gemara Shaila is the Amira chelek of the Kicha or not? Maybe you need an Amira, but does the Amira include it in Ki Yikach Ish Lo Silokach Ish El Ish? That's the Gemara Shaila. L'chayra, I understand the Gemara Shaila much better according to the Ran, and I do, the way that the Biurim Va'oris is saying, then according to the Tosfos Rosh. The Ran said, why do you need an Amir? It's a Pirush on the Nesina. Really, what's the Kedushin, says the Ran? The Nesina. It's just the Amira is there to Fataych the Nesina. Ask the Gemara a question. Do I need the Amira to also be done by him? It's just the Taych on the Maisa. It's not the Maisa. The Maisa, for sure, he has to do. he has to do the Maisa Nesinas Kesef. Does he also have to do the Taicha on the Maisa? That's the Gemara's Sufik, says the Biyum Varus. According to the first Tzad, it says that he does Nasa Kemisha Nasnahi Vamrahi. The Fizat, the Lashon is very Gishmak. Why? Because all the Amira is a Taich. So he didn't do the Amira. So what? It's Nasa Kemisha Nasnahi. The problem is because I didn't Taich the Maisa. So the Maisa is the problem. There's nothing be'etzem about the Amira. The Amira is not a chelik of the Kedushin. It's Nasa Kemisha Nasnahi Vamrahi. That's what the Gemara means to say. If you don't have the Taicha on the Maisa, it's as if you don't have the Maisa. And the Maisa is the problem. What would be, according to this Tzad, in a case of Nasnahi V'amarhu, would you have a Tzad in the world that's Mekudeshes? What? No. Nasnahi V'amarhu. What?
Catching up her action.
Right, he catching
up her action
the
way that he gave it.
Yeah, but she did the Nesina. Oh, Adam Chashev. I told him Adam Chashev. Not Adam Chashev. Regular person. Nasnahi v'amahu. For sure it's not going to work. Because who did the Kicha?
She did
the Kicha. Our whole tzad was that maybe the Amira is not so important. Maybe we don't need the Amira. So therefore, the Nesina is enough. But if she does the Nesina, for sure they're not Mekudeshes. Says Avi, but in a case of Adam Chashev, okay, maybe over there, that's considered to be as if he gave the Nesina, whatever that is exactly. But in a straight up case of Nasni Vamahu, no chance in the world they're going to be Mekudeshes. Yeah. Rashi's not Mashma this way. Why? Because Rashi says Rashi, we read this Rashi already. Rashi says, Nasanhu, Dami Likiikach Ish. Va'amrahi, Dami Lisilokach Ishalish. Rashi says, they both exist. For sure, Amrahi is Dami Lisilokach Ishalish. According to the Ran, the Shaila was, do we care about the Amir or not? It's not that, it's not Dami Lisilokach Ish. According to Rashi, it sounds like I'm having a struggle. The Nasanhu is Kiikach. The Amrahi is Kisilokach. So, who wins the struggle? In other words, it appears to me that Rashi is saying as follows. You have to look at the totality of this Maisa. Did he do this Maisa? This Maisa consists of two things, Nesina and Amira. So is it cool that he did it? Maybe she also did some of it, but did he do it? Now, if you're going with the anti-feminist movement, is there any side in the world that you can be Mekudeshes? What? No, because she definitely did part of it. But if you're going not anti-feminist, you're just saying he's got to do his kiyikach. Is that called he did kiyikach? He did it. She also did it. He did it. Is that considered as if he did it? He did. It's not the Ran.
I'll explain. No, it sounds like the Ran because it sounds like she needs, because she's basically making it now that she's no longer making herself hefker. She's saying, no, I'm letting myself be taken.
Well, let's deal with this part of the round right now. We'll go back to that other thing.
Why
then
could later. Amira is clarifying her surrendering?
As fouls. Let's get it clear. Let's leave that alone for a second. It's going to confuse us. The Rashi is saying the following thing. Be'etzem, you do the kicha, the nesina, and the amira are part of the kicha. Both of them are. Whether you hold that it works or it doesn't work, they're part of the kicha. The shaila is, if I do part of the kicha as the man, is that enough? That's called kiyikach. Is that called kiyikach? Either Isha did part of it. So if you hold of anti-feminist movement, so then for sure, you've got a problem over here because she did part of it. But if you hold of Vorn is the man, through the kicha. I did the kicha. I didn't do the whole kicha. It's called I did the kicha. That's enough. He did the Nasanhu. She did the Amrahi. Is that called Dami? The kiikach. Is that called kiikach? I took it. That's the chayr, the way that Rashi is going to learn. Now in that, there's two different ways you could say. The Rush says that only makes sense if he does the Iker Kicha. What's the Iker Kicha? The Nesina. What happens if it's Nasnahi Va'amarhu? Says the Rush, it's for sure not good. Why not? Because that's not called he did the Kicha. The Kicha, the main Kicha is the Maisa. But the Bahag argues. Says the Bahag, even in the case of Nasnahi V'amarhu, they might be Mekudeshes. Not on them Chashif. Pele. Nasnahi v'amar hu might be Mekudeshus.
Is it Rishon?
Yes.
Same suffix
as the Gemara. Why? He did part of the Kicha. He did part of the Kicha. True, she did part. He also did part. Is that called that he did a Kicha? He did the Amira.
Amira is Kiyikah.
It's all part of the Kiyikah.
Well, no, it depends how you learn.
Depends how you learn. If it's the Pirish, if the whole point of him is just the Pirish, then it's not part of the Kicha, then this Bahag doesn't make any sense. But obviously the Bahag is learning that the Amir is part of the Kicha, and I did part of the Kicha. The Rosh says you have to do the Iker Kicha. The Bahag says you have to do part of the Kicha. But the Rishonim say, hold on a second. Time out. Hold on! What in the world are you talking about? Nasnahi v'amar hu the mekudeshes. Who's taking who over here? Who's taking who? She's giving money to him and they're getting married? How in the world does that work? I don't get it. Who's the koina? Who's the makne? He gives her money, they're mekudeshes. She gives him money, they're also mekudeshes. How in the world? The Bahag obviously holds like we said from Rashi. The Rashi said back in the day, Kesef Oved Ishis, Mali Kesef Didei, Mali Kesef Dida, it was a Havamin that's going to work. It says the Bahag, it could be even in this case, the Taka will work. Pilei Ploim. The Bahag says he can give her money and be Mekudeshes, she can give him money, and if he does the Amira, Safik Mekudeshes. Because Kesef is not Kesef, it's not regular Kinyan, what we know, that it's that you're buying something for something else. It's Kesef Oved Ishis. L'chayra Ezei Kumtois. Apparently, not really.
That's the way we learn. I mean, when we talk about who gets the money, we always talk about Teres Machna.
Not in Rashi. Only the other Shoidim. In Rashi, we said that the father can be Mekadosh and the girl gets the money, even though the father's the Machna and the girl's just the person, because we don't care who gets the money. We said it could be you don't even have to be kind of the money. We said from the Granat. You don't have to be cutting the money. It's just a Maisa Ishus. It's just a Maisa Ishus. It's a Pel, the Bahag says that Maisa Ishus can go either direction. Yeah, unless that does state goof in Kikach. Does goof a state in Kikach, maybe. But either way. Hakloponim, the Ran has another mahalach, a very fascinating mahalach. The Ran is here. We could look up the Ran together. The Ran right on daf, on the right in the beginning of the Masechta. And those of you that have the old Oiz Vahadar, I think it's daf Aleph Amid Beis. The riff starts from daf Aleph. I don't know if you're going to be able to find it. Ikula Neymar, it's like right in the middle of the shtickle. The shtickle starts, Tanu Rabbanan Ketzad Bekesef. Ikula Neymar. You got it? Tanu Rabbanan Ketzad Bekesef. Go down, Ikula Neymar Deloy Dummy. Should try to help you. In this case, because it was here. Ikel Ameimer Deloy Dami. In the new Oiz V'Hadar, it's on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, the second column, around 15 lines down. Ikel Ameimer Deloy Dami. I'll read it to you if you can't find it. Ikel Ameimer Deloy Dami. Right around over here. Tibish Loma Nasanhu V'Amrahi. How does Nasanhu V'Amrahi work? Kivon Shebishas Nesina Amrahi. V'hu shasak, harehu kimaskim lidvareha. Kishem shano oimrim b'nasan hu v'amar hu. V'shaska hi, d'shtika dida k'oida. A man gives his mekadesh and isha. How do we know she wants to be married? She doesn't say anything. How do we know she wants to be married? What's the answer? What? Shtika k'oida. Maybe she's just mekabel as a matana, because she doesn't say anything. You're right, mekabel, it's shtika k'oida.
And the only place to women because of talibetha.
I hear he's assuming not like that. It's good horror. Shtika dida kahida. The kanami. Kivin shahu shay seik bishas nesina. Yeshlame shahu maskim lidvareha. So how does it work? Nasan hu va'amrahi. Shtika kahida. Ve'afa pishalo pirish. Havale kimadabri imal iske kedusheva, nasan kedusheva lo pirish. Kaimel krebius damar dayoi. Hokichim the havale kinot. Havale kinosan hu va'amrahu. says the Ran, you know how it works? Because Nasan Hu Va'amar He is really Nasan Hu Va'amar Hu. It's Nasan Hu Va'amar Hu. Why? Because when she says, it's like he's being Maida. And if he's being Maida, so then Shtika is Ki Oida, it's not Nasan Hu Va'amar Hu. I never said it in Mefurish, doesn't have to say it in Mefurish. So Zot the Ran, a third Mahalach, says the Ran, everyone holds that you do need the Amira to be done by him. What's the tzad of the Gemara that the Mekudesh is by Nasan Hu Va'amar He? It's as if he did the Amira. So far we have three pshatim. The first pshat we said was, maybe we don't care about the Amira. Second pshat is, maybe we have to take the totality of the Maisa. The Maisa is the Nesina and the Amira, but if he does part of it, it's enough. And the third pshat of the Rana is, no, you need him to do the Amira also. But Nasanu Vamri is, Ki'ilu, he did the Amira. How did he do the Amira? Because he's maskim l'dvareha. Shtika ke'oida. It's as if he said it. So the Lashon of the Ran is, it's Nasa Kemisha, Nasan Hu, Va'amar Hu.
We need him to be masking Taverna?
Because she's the one speaking. So it's not. It's like he's masking L'Devarel. Havalei K'Nasan Hu, Va'amar Hu.
That's still after she said something.
Eno Chanami.
Right, we're saying that her Amira is like his Amira because he's masking to what she said, but she spoke out in the middle of that.
Also, again, we might have an issue with, is that a problem of, is that going to be a problem of anti-feminist movement or not? Could be not, could be yes, could be not.
She didn't do anything.
Could be not, could be not. She's just trying to be my, she's just bringing out his Amira. Could be not, could be yes. I call upon him. What's the other side of the Gemara? According to the Ran, Ran is saying this is Nasan Hu Va'amar Hu. So what's the side that it's in the Mekudeshes? It's Nasan Hu Va'amar Hu. Maybe the other side is because Lamaisa, we needed her Amira in order to make the Kedusha. Maybe. I don't know. I was thinking perhaps another pshat. Rabbi said, what does Shtika Kehoida mean? What does it mean, Shtika Kehoida? What? Being silent is like admitting. That's what Bensi says. And Yossi said, I'm accepting what the other person said. I don't think they're the same thing. Being silent is like admitting is like if a woman says Harei Mekudeshesli and he's silent, it's as if he said Harei Mekudeshesli. A man comes over and says, you owe me $100. And I'm silent. As if I said, yes, I owe you $100. Or, Shtike Koida, the pshat, that I'm accepting what the other person said. The lesson of the Ran later on is Shtika Kehaskama. I'm asking to you. I'm not being Maida. I'm asking to you. He says, you owe me $100. Whatever he says, I'm not arguing with him. Not that I agree that I owe you $100. I'm not arguing with you. That's what he says. That's what he says. Not that I admit it. I'm being masking to you. If Shtika Koi does.
I don't know otherwise.
What?
I don't know otherwise, Francis.
I'm being makabel what he's saying. Yeah. I'm makabel what you're saying. If Shtika Kehoida is, it's like I'm saying it. So if it's as if he said Harei Mekudeshesli, it's Kilu Nasan Hu Va'amar Hu. It's like he said it. Shtika Kehoida, it's like he said it. But if Shtika Kehoida is just Kehaskama, so then the pshat is, she's really doing the Amira. I'm just masking to her Amira. So therefore, it's still her. It's not me. If Shtika Kehoida is, it's if I said it also. So then, I don't need her anymore. She just had to be able to facilitate that I would make my Amira. Through her, I made my own Amira. Because I'm being Maida. It's as if I said it. But if Shtika Koida is just Haskama, so then, the Choyra, you could still say we're going to have a problem here. Nasan Hu Va'amar Hi, because she's still doing the Amira. He's just being masking to her Amira.
So the Rabbah only work if we're on the second shot?
That could be goof for the Shaila in the Gemara. Is this Haida going to still be a problem of Nasan Hu Va'amar Hi? Comes along the Shita Shaloinoi Delami, and he says a whole different shot in the Gemara. He goes the exact opposite direction. Says the Shita Shaloinoi Delami, everyone agrees that you do not need him to do the Amira. Pum far keretz from the Ran. The Ran said, everyone agrees you do need him to do the Amira. What's the tzad it's going to work is because it says if he did the Amira. Says the Ran, Adarabah. What does it say do the Amira? It says Kiyikach. Kiyikach is the Nesina. It's not the Amira. What in the world is the Gemara talking about? He has to do the Amira. Why does he have to do the Amira? Says the Shita Shalonai Delemi. I'll tell you why. This is only a din derabanan. This is purely a gzeira midrabanan. That's it. Because we're afraid if we allow her to do the Amira, what's she going to end up doing? Nesina. Oh, that she can't do. The Amira she could do. Midyaraisa did be Mekudeshes. So what's the problem of Nasan Hu Vamrahi? The only problem is a gzeira midrabanan. Now, where would be a strong remez to the Shita Shalonai Delemi in the Gemara?
Last word. What?
Good question. Good question. They will try to get back there. Good question. The last words of the Gemara is the Gemara says Chayshina Midrabanon. Zok the Shita. I tell you why it's only Midrabanon. This is not a Sufik Diraisa. Oh, very good. So some people take out the whole lashon of Sveika, and maybe it's only a Sufik. It's a Sufik whether they made the Gzeira or not. Then the child is, would we be choishish because it's fake a drabana, not fake a diraisa? It's a good child. It's good, good, Yoni. He's saying good. Says the Shita that that's what it means. Chashim a drabana. There's no chashash mid diraisa. The Fizer Rabbi Sai can understand the lashon of the Gemara much more geshmak. Gemara says, Nasan hu va'amrahi, it's nasa kemish and nasnahi va'amrahi. Why does it say Nasa Kimisha Nasnahi Vamrahi? Just say it's no good. The Fi the Shita, the Pshat is as follows. Is there really a problem with Nasanhu Vamrahi? What's the problem? Because we're afraid. What?
Come to Nasnahi
Vamrahi. So they really went Nasa Kimisha Nasnahi Vamrahi. We made it as if it was Nasnahi Vamrahi because that's the problem.
Saying that it's only
Tully
in the
Darabanan
aspect.
We're
saying on a
Darais level,
they're married.
Darais level, they'd be married. Yeah, but called the Makadish, and Afkir so they won't be married. They would have been married, but we're going to have called the Makadish. Whatever called the Makadish, that's your problem. Tenach Kedish Makaspi, you could do called the Makadish on Kesef, right, Ari?
We're going to still require them to get a get or anything like that. Like,
no, we won't. Maybe we won't.
On a Darais level?
No, because called the Makadish, that's your Makadish. Afkir Rabbanan Kedushim Minei.
Even though he did everything that he needs to do.
Yeah, because midrabanan, we said it's not good.
Could
be. Or chayshish,
right?
So Rabbi said, so the lashon of nasa kimi, that could be a discussion. Nasa kimi, the fi the shita is going to be very geshmak, and we could add even another nakuda, which is as follows. Rabbi said, whenever the chacham make a takana midrabanan, there's the two different things. There's the Sibis HaTakana, and then there's the Gedra of the Takana. Over here, according to Shita Shalom Delemi, Nasin Hu Va'amrahi, the Chachamim are going to make it not good. Why? What's the reason? What? Yeah. Might come to do Nasinahi Va'amrahi, right? So we're going to say they're not married. Why are they not married? So you could say, because the Chacham said, or you could say the Gedder was, the Chacham said, that we're going to be Machshiv the Amira as a part of the Nesina. Nasa Kimi, Shenas Nehiv, Amrahi. That's what the Chacham said. That's what it means, Nasa Kimi. So they're not making up a new psul. They're not saying it's possible because we said, well, you didn't do the Kicha. I did the Kicha. That's not, we consider the Kicha including the Amira. Why'd you do that? Why the Chacham include the Amira into the Kicha? We did it because we were afraid that if we allow you to do the Amira, you'll end up doing the Kicha. So therefore, we included this into the Diraisa. It's Nasa Kimish, Nasneiv Amrahi.
It's not a secret, it's together.
It's both. It's going to be both here, kind of. In other words, Nasa Kimisha Nasniv Amrahi, because we're afraid you're gonna do Nasniv Amrahi, that's why we made the psul that now it's that's gonna be part of the king. Yeah. Rabbi said the last pshat in the Gemara, the fifth pshat, so far we said four pshat, and we'll go over them. First pshat we said is just a shaila of whether or not you need the Amira. We don't know. I mean, it's just a pirish. Do we need it or not? The other pshat is we need the Amira. The shaila is But the totality of the kicha, is that called I did enough of the kicha? Because I did the ikur kicha, I did part of the kicha. That was Rashi's pshat. The Ran's pshat is that it's called Nasan Huva Amarhu because she was, because he's masking to what she said. We asked the question, what's the other tzad? And then we had the pshat of the shita shenoinoy de lami. Pshat of the shita is that it's a gzera midrabanan. So therefore, in Achanami, we really don't need the amira b'chal, but only midrabanan. Comes the Rajva and says a fifth pshat. I can't go through all of the pshatim, through the entire sugya with all of them, but says the Rajva, the pshat, is as follows. He says, you know what our problem here is? It's a totally different thing. There's no problem with the Kedushin. And if you'd ask the Masada Kedushin, does he want to be married? Yes. Does she want to be married? Yes. We have a different problem. We have a problem because Kedushin needs to have Edim. Edim have to witness the Kedushin. Part of the Kedushin is his Das. Have the Edim witnessed his Das over here? Because he didn't say anything. So I don't know. That's something maybe we'd have to try to explore tonight. I don't think we're going to be able to talk about it tomorrow because we want to start the next sugya. But he says that that's called, you don't have Edim on his Das. I know his Das.
Why is it different than talking about Shidduchim beforehand and then he gives him?
That you know
Das. There, I guess we heard his Das through him speaking over here. It's only through his shtika, and therefore that's not called Edim Lekiyume. You're asking a good question. Why is so? He speaks about it a little bit. The Rashba. No, I don't have it here. Al Kaponim. What'd you say? Yeah, if it's Levure, it wouldn't be a problem. We said we know that he has Das. The question is if we have Edim. Here, Rabbi Isai. What'd you say? So that's what Avi asked, right? So apparently that's enough of an expression, the fact that he's talking about it. We'll have to see. Let me see if we can see it. Okay. Basically, I would like to try to suggest, perhaps, based on the Ran, an answer to the Atmos Yosef's Kasha. What was the Atmos Yosef's Kasha we asked yesterday? This is Phallus. We had asked, Tosfos on Daf Dalid Amud Beis says that the Pasuk Yikach is telling us that Nasan Hu Vamrihi is no good. How can the Gemara over here have a suffix if Nasan Hu Vamrihi is good? So isn't that Dalid Amud Beis said that Nasan Hu Vamrihi is no good? And our Gemara is saying it's a Sveika. Why is it a Sveika? The Chayra of the Gemara over there says for sure it's no good. So perhaps we could suggest this fellas. The Ran said, really, Avada, you need the Amira to be a part of the Kicha. So what's the Havamina that over here you're going to be Mekudeshes? Because it's Nasa Kimisha, Nasan Hu, Vamahu. Why? Because when he gives, and she says, it's as if he said. Now what would be, that to me makes sense if he gives after she says, she says the lashon. He never said it, but she said it. What happens if he gave the money and she says it afterwards? Is that also going to be considered to be shtika koida? Because over there, it's like he gave the money before we had any amira.
Yeah, but what's the case? He gave the money to Matana?
He gave the money. Didn't say anything.
No, I'm saying like, what's the shtika koida, right? So she said he gave the money. Let's say Bimatana, she said the Alashin. Right. Why wouldn't he go crazy? That's not.
He has to Das B'Shas Maisis. If you know what she said before, and she said
Das. I'm saying, if he doesn't say anything, obviously he had Das.
No,
he gave it to her without.
Like, he after one check Kedusha, he's like, heck yeah, we're chasing him for years. That. Okay, that's
not. I'm not sure. If she does the Amira beforehand and he just gives it to her based on his Amira, he gives it to her based on her Amira, then we could say Shtika Kaida. He's giving to her based on her Amira. It's as if it's like a Sukkun by Sayinian. It's like they're talking about it beforehand. But what happens if he gave her a Kesef and they're a Sukkun by Sayinian afterwards? Does that work?
No.
No. So if she says Amira afterwards, is that going to work? So if you want to use her Amira, then maybe it would work because she's doing an Amira, but you can't use her Amira. Elamai, you have to use her Amira as a vehicle to get to his Amira. You can't do that after the Nesina. So maybe our Gemara, when our Gemara says this, that maybe it works, our Gemara is saying because we're talking about that she did the Amira before the Nesina. Maybe when Tosis over there says that we're talking about that doesn't work, it's talking about where she does it afterwards. Yeah. We'll stop from this. I'll call upon him. Tosis asks a question over here. Tosis asks that what about the din of Nasnahi Va'amarhu? Why doesn't the Braisa discuss Nasnahi Va'amarhu? Why didn't the Gemara? The Braisa says, Nasnu Va'amarhu Mekudeshes. Nasnahi Va'amarhi and Mekudeshes. Nasnu Va'amarhi, something. What about Nasnahi Va'amarhu? Says Tosis. It's like psika. Because sometimes the tackle works. And we saw that the Goyin says that the Rif, the Rambam, the Rajba all argue. What's the machlokes? Says the Rajba. The Rajba says, Ravini Alphis va Rambam Kosvud Nasnivamahu Ein Khan Beis Mechosh. Venirin Divrehem. I would agree with them. Doha Damrina the Kamon, the Ba'adam Khoshim Kudeshes. Hainu davka kishachazar hu va'amar lo hiskad shili ba'na zu shani mekav mech b'matana zu. Says the Rajba, the reason is because the Adam Choshev has to go back afterwards and say hiskad shili ba'na zu shani mekav mech matana zu. He has to say I'm being mekudesh with the fact that I'm giving you hana. Im ken havelik kenosin hu va'amar hu. Says the Rashi, but that's Nasan Huvamahu. Who's really giving the Hana over here? The Isha is giving to him or he's giving to her? He's giving to her. It's Nasan Huvamahu. The Rashi says, look, he has to say, Hiskat Shili Ba'anazu Shani Mekaba Mech Matana. What does Tosis hold? Says Rebel Yashiv. Tosis holds, he doesn't have to say that. He can just say it Mekudeshesli. Nasnahi va'amarhu, she gives him a ring and he says, "Hare mukudeshesli b'tabazu." Period. No. Tosis argues in the case of Adam Chashiv, do I have to locate where the kesef kedushin is? The Rajvils, you have to locate it. You can't just say you're getting married to me with the tabas. You have to say I'm getting married with the hana that I'm giving you, that I'm taking this from you. That's enough. And the Tosis holds no, it just says there, Mekudeshesli.
How does this work with her being Nasken? At the time that the Nesina happened, she was doing it for a Matana.
What do you mean? She's just doing it as a Matana. She's
right,
not doing
so
it for Kedusha.
At the time of the Nesina, she wasn't agreeing to marry him.
Well,
the Nesina means nothing at the end of the day. Yeah.
No, but even when he responds back, she didn't have that in mind.
Oh, we're assuming she did have that in mind. We're going to assume. She's giving him a matana and she's being mekudeshes with the fact that he's makabel the matana. So she's intending on being married.
She gave him matana on the idea that he would want to marry her.
That's what we're assuming. We'll see where that comes out.
Why is it not Nasan Huvamahu? Because Tosis says
being that we never located, we don't locate where the kesef is. It's called Nasnahi. She's the one giving him the object, the matana. So on the surface, it's Nasnahu Va'amarhi. As opposed to, according to the Rajba says, we have to locate the Nesina. We have to, when you speak out, Hareat Mekudeshesli, you have to say Hareat Mekudeshesli, Behahi Hano, Shani Mekal Mech Matana. So that's Nasnahu Va'amarhi. Tosis says, no, I don't have to locate it. What's the Machloekis Tosis and Rajba? I think the machlokes is as follows. What's the yisoid of the Amira? Why is there Amira Bachlal? What does the Ran say?
Just to show...
The what?
Just to show...
Show what?
the fact that the Nesina is for
the Nesina is the same Kedushin. You have to clarify the Nesina. If it's to come to clarify the Nesina, what's the most important part of the Amira? Talking about what's the Nesina. I got to talk about the Nesina. What's the Nesina? That I'm giving the Hanah. So says the Rashba, you got to talk about the Hanah. You can't just say, Harei Mekudeshes Lecha, Harei Mekudeshesli. You got to talk about how you Mekudeshesli. That's the whole point of the Amira. It's to be Mefirish the Nesina, the Shem Kedushin. What's the Nesina? The Hanah. So then we got to say it. Tosfos, however, can hold like Tosfos Harash. He says, what's the point of the Amira? He says, every Nekach, there's Koitzetz, Venoitz and Damim. Over here also, Koitzetz, we're getting married, here's the money. You don't have to. The Amira is not about the Betabazu. The Amira is about a Rehmu Kudeshesli. And the Betabazu is really is a detail. You don't even have to say it. Rashi doesn't even make mention of it. Rehmu Kudeshesli, that's it.
So she doesn't have reason to say you need an extra beer. Because you need to make sure.
One could say that, but Tosis doesn't. And I understand where Tosis is coming from. Tosis says, all you need is an Amira. Rehmu Kudeshesli. And therefore, it looks like you're Rehmu Kudeshes with her Nesina. I would call this Nasna Hiva Amahu. But the Rajva Lishitasai, the Rajva is going to say that the word is you need a Pirish. The Yisoid of the Amir is Pirish. If the Yisoid of the Amir is Pirish, you have to be Mefarish, the Mais and Asina. The Mais and Asina is the Hanah. Therefore, the Rajva argues that the Chayr is going to be the Machloikis here between the Rajva and Taisvis.
Can
you
need the Amir also to make the
Kedushin? What?
Didn't the Taisvis Rosh say you need the Amir is part of the Kenyan, part of the Kiga? So how does this work?
It is the merest part of the Kiyaka. It
she
is.
Say, but she's saying it.
He's saying
it. He's saying it.
Okay, Rabbi say, let's just finish off the sugi. The last shayla is the shayla that we mentioned from the Orech Mishorim. The Orech Mishorim asked a question. His question was, what about the case of Nasnahi Va'amrahi? What about in that case? Case of Nasnahi Va'amrahi by Adam Chashev. Nasnahi va'amrahi by not Adam Chashev, for sure it's not going to work. For sure not. She's doing the entire kicha. Nasnahi va'amrahi. Nasnahi va'amrahi by Adam Chashev. Is that what would be the din in that case?
She's going to say, "I'll mash through your hana you gave me."
What's the question? What do you mean? What's all?
How do you decide?
Okay, that's a sugi later on. The Gemara talks about Machlokes Rishayim. Whatever it is. We have a case of Nasnahi. The Amrahi. So, by Adam Chashev. Is that a Safek Kedushin? It's not. Maybe you consider that like Nasanhu V'Amrahi, and it should be a Safek Kedushin. Azay Frek Da'achroinim. What? It's a shayla in the Gemara, but it's kisi lakach. Nasanu v'amrahi.
By Adam Chashev, what did he do?
He gave her the hana.
He gave her the hana, and she said, "What I'm doing with the hana?" Yeah. She gave him a present.
Right.
He accepted it. He gave her hana, this hana.
So that's nasanu v'amrahi.
And then she said, "And you know what? What your hana is for me to be married."
Okay, so that's nasanu v'amrahi. And nasanu v'amrahi in the Gemara seems to be a suffix. So why is that?
How do you know that he's talking about marriage? Because he accepted the present, all of a sudden he has to
become... Okay, so that's one of the
Terutzim. We'll go through... Adam also.
Adam had no idea what's going on. So that would be a problem. The Rajba would be a problem of Adam. Very good. So let's say there's a few different Terutzim here in the Rishayim. Achroinim. One Terutz is as follows. What's the Hana of Adam Chashev? Get back a little bit to what Bensi was talking about. What's the Hana of Adam Chashev? The fact that he took it? Or the fact that he recognized the fact that he said, "I'm taking your Matana. And I'm taking it, I'm accepting it." If he doesn't say anything, then there's no hana. She just gives it to him and he doesn't say anything, then there is no hana. The whole hana of Adam Chashev is the fact that he says, "I'm taking this and I'm going to be mekudeshes to you with that hana." One pshat in the Achroinim. Another pshat in the Achroinim is, maybe it is considered to be hana, but why in the world would we think they're being mekudeshes with that hana? If he doesn't say it, it's just Nasnahi va'amrahi. So when it's Nasanhu, it's Nasnahi va'amarhu. So he's doing Amira, she's doing Nesina. What would that indicate to us? What are they trying to be married with? something that has to do with him, because he's doing the Amira. Therefore, we'll understand that the Kedushin is with the Adam Chashif. But it's Nas Nehiv Amrahi. What is it? Pure like they're trying to do the Kedushin with? With her Nesina. Mechatesi that it's happening with the Adam Chashif Shabbat.
Why can't you say like the Ran, that Shtikas Kaida, meaning he really did the Amira, and he did the Nesina in this case? In the case he did the Nesina because he's giving her a Dun, because he's giving her a Na, and the fact that he was quiet shows that what she was saying is true.
Right.
So that not
only is it Nasan Yivam Rahi, it's Nasan Yivam Rahi. And that'll be the tzad that it's going to be Mekudeshes. That'll be the tzad. No, it's the Rash. The Ran only says that on one tzad. That was our question. Should be Suffolk Mekudeshes.
Right. No,
right?
It should be Suffolk
Mekudeshes because
for
of that.
Sure.
Because if Suffolk is that considered to be as if he's doing the Amira or not doing the Amira? But we're saying that Ad Kama is what we're seeing over here is all her. And Chatesi that he's doing anything. When he does the Nesina and she does the Amira, so we'll assume it's his Nesina, it's like his is an Amira. It's just something of him. When he does the Amira and she does the Nesina, we can assume his Amira, therefore, probably we're handling his Nesina. She does the Nesina, she does the Amira. We don't see him here anywhere, so you want to make up maybe the Bima Kodesh is with this and with that.
You don't see him anywhere, you don't see him anywhere, you see him everywhere. Meaning, because Nasan Hu is Nasan He is not really Nasan He, it's Nasan Hu, right?
Yeah, but only if you, have some active participation are we going to conjure up an artificial participation. You're making artificial participation. You're saying, from the fact that he's masking, it says if he said it. Okay, but that's if he gave it, it's as if he said it. Or if he said it, it's as if he gave it. But she gave it, she said it, it's as if he said it and he gave it. Like, make a taste that that's what they're trying to do. That's what the Aruch Misharim says. And the third side of Rabbi Yisai, explain why perhaps it doesn't work is as follows. This Baruch Hashem, saw also in Sefer Shiur Beli Baruch Minkla, is as follows. If you go like the Gemara that says, like Rashi, that Rashi learned, that we're saying is that if he does part of the Lakicha, then it's called Kiyikach. He does part of it. He does the Iker part of it, says the Rosh, maybe that's called Kiyikach. Or if he does just the Amira, that's called Kiyikach. What happens if she's doing practically everything? She's doing, it's Nasnahi, Amrahi. He's just giving her a little Hana Azeh backwards. So then, maybe they're not Mekudeshes because it's not Kiyikach. There's no Kiyikach here. Even if we knew for sure that their intention was the Adam Chashev, there's too much woman involved in this Kinyan.
Kiyikach can't be so bondish, it has to be practical.
It's this. I'm not saying because it has to be Lamedish. I'm saying because it's too much Isha. She does the Maisenasina. She does the Amira. All he does is he's giving her Ana by being Lokech. She's too dominant. The Gemara Shiloh was Nasan Hu Vamrahi. He does a lot of the Kicha. She does a little of the Kicha. Maybe the Bahag says the Shiloh of Amrahi and Nasnahi Vamrahu. They're 50-50. But over here, it's Kimat all her. All he's doing is, he's just being maskim to be makaba. That's not enough of a kicha. Therefore, over here, it's going to be a problem of kisikach velo kiikach. Al koponim. This is the Gemara. The Gemara comes out speki v'chashinim. The Rabbanon's two pshatim we mentioned. Is it chashinim the Rabbanon, or is it really the Araisa? Now Shmuel gets into a discussion of what happens if the Amira is not complete. What happens if he says harei mekudeshes? He doesn't say the word li. So this will be relevant also to the shayla that we gave out. We spoke about a shayla if the Amira was faulty. He says, "Arei mekudeshes li kidas b'tabazu alidei chupa v'kiddushin." See, he said something wrong. So is that going to shter? What happens if he leaves out? He says something wrong. That's going to be Bezer Shem Sugya's continue with that tomorrow.